There you shall see him as he told you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On behalf of all the clergy of St. Gertrude the Great, I wish you blessed Easter and happy Easter Sunday. You as a Christian love deeply the Roman Missal, and you might have some of your own favorites among all the beautiful masses in that Missal. And those of you who were here on Christmas Eve know that one of my favorites is that Christmas Eve beautiful Mass. But if I would be compelled to pick one of all those beautiful Masses in our Missal, I think my pick would be that of today's Mass of Easter Sunday. It starts with such a beautiful intro, Resurrexi et adhuc tecum sum, Alleluia, which means I arose and am still with you, Alleluia. The overwhelming joy that Christ has conquered death and sin is so visibly and rejoicefully coming out in today's Holy Mass. The Holy Week, Holy Saturday included, the days are usually so busy, and we are filled with responsibilities both in the church and in our homes. It is usually only on Easter Sunday when we find a chance to stop and meditating what a beautiful and what a great blessing it is for us sinners that we can joyfully celebrate the great feast of our Christ resurrection. The hard Lent with all the fasting and extra sacrifices is now behind, and we can be rejoiceful and happy that now is the time of feast, and on this Sunday also the time of little rest. And you can draw a great parallel for Holy Week ending to the Easter Sunday Mass to the life of our very own. Our life on this earth is so often filled with difficulties and sorrow, and as we all know, also filled with sin, both that of others and those of our personal sins. But we have been given that great promise that one day that all will be wiped away, and we also resurrect from our graves into new life in celestial heaven, as Christ resurrected after his bitter and painful passion. This Mass also includes the most beautiful sequence, Victima Paschali Laudes, which tells about Saint Mary Magdalene's joy that she received the honor of being the first one who told the happy news of Christ's resurrection. Saint Mary Magdalene's sorrow at the loss and death of Jesus is truly touching. There, on an early morning, she stood before the empty grave, weeping bitter tears, weeping, of course, that her Lord and her God had been taken away, but also weeping her own sins and thinking how much she misses this loving Master, her own Creator. And again, we can have very similar feelings than Saint Mary Magdalene had. What am I a sinner to do? Have I also lost Jesus? Have I lost the sight of my beloved Master and Creator? Has God abandoned me? No, that is not the case. And that's why also this Easter Sunday Mass brings such a great and wonderful consolation to all Christians. As for us, also to Saint Mary Magdalene, it was given consolation. Christ said, I arose and am still with you. Dear faithful, Sunday is our own weekly feast day, not only this blessed Easter Sunday, but every single Sunday of the liturgical year. And this is because Sunday is in commemoration of our Lord's glorious resurrection on first Easter Sunday. That first Easter Sunday was the day when Saint Mary Magdalene received grace to be the first one of hearing joyful news of our Lord's resurrection and of proclaiming it to his disciples. And it truly is a blessing that when you, even in the midst of this dark world, have a chance to participate to our Lord's sacrifice of the Mass every single Sunday. It was only a few weeks ago when I talked with Father Maguire, and he pointed out to me that in all these years when Father Maguire has been the pastor of St. Hugh of Lincoln, he had not once been forced to cancel the Sunday Mass. Isn't that a great and wonderful blessing, especially when you think of our own age and the state of man and society in today's world? This little church can truly be the place where, as it says in today's gospel, there you shall see him as he told you. Dear faithful, do you feel love to Jesus as Saint Mary Magdalene did? Does it ever cause you pain when you are prevented for any length of time from visiting Jesus in the church or not participating to his holy sacrifice of the Mass? You can think that how many of our faithful in today's world are truly physically prevented of visiting our Lord every single Sunday on the day of his glorious resurrection. There is a truly parable for that prevention and the likeness to the situation in the whole world itself. How many people in today's world not only do not feel sorrow that they do not visit Christ in his church, but they simply do not care. They do not want to hear this joyful gospel of our Lord's resurrection. They do not want to hear that for them also, all these graces, all these promises of everlasting life truly are also given. It is truly, besides our own sins, another great sorrow that so many people in today's world are deaf to this joyful message of resurrection. And while we, of course, even after the Holy Week, when we remember our Lord's Passion, are obliged to keep those poor souls in our prayers, on this Easter we can truly give a great and heartfelt thanksgiving to our blessed Lord that not only he himself broke the bonds and chains of sin, but he did that for every single one of us. And of us, his little faithful flock, it is truly addressed those loving words of today's sequence. We know that Christ rose from the grave. O conquering King, us sinners say. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.